Okay, everybody, do me a favor and just take a breath. This isn't rhetorical. I'm really inviting you to just take a deep breath and let it go. For all of the checklists and the running around, for the getting ourselves and the families and the presents and the food and our houses ready, for all of the work that goes into Christmas, there's never enough appreciating it. So, here we are. Whether you got everything done you wanted to or not, whether things have gone the way you planned them or not, whether everything is ready or you're going to be up late tonight, all is well. In this moment, all is well. I want to remind you that the deep meaning of Christmas does not hang on perfection. It's built on relationship. And speaking of relationship, for those of you missing and remembering someone this evening, I hold you in my prayers. May their presence feel closer tonight. Tonight, we all gather to experience the hope, the peace, the love, and the joy of Christmas. Now, we have all come for different reasons. Some of you have come this evening because you have never missed a Christmas Eve in your life. Some of you have come this evening because you love someone who has never missed a Christmas Eve in their life. You know, some of us come with questions and uncertainty. Some of us come with great expectation or need. Whatever your reason tonight, we have the opportunity to glimpse something beyond ourselves. Tonight, Christmas Eve, this is the culmination of hope and peace and love and joy. These aren't just words we pull out at Christmas and then put away with the garland and the Michael Bublé in January. Hope, peace, love, and joy, these are the everyday values here at Highlands United Methodist Church. And I invite you to join us anytime as we seek to build this home where all belong. Now tonight, we revisit a story that for many feels familiar. I mean, sure, Mary wasn't expecting a stable, but in general, there's no plot twists. There's no surprise endings. The Christmas story hasn't been rebooted or reimagined. You don't have to buy another ticket just to see it again. Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem to find no room at the inn. And so she gives birth to the Son of God in a manger, where she'll be visited by shepherds and watched by angels. At this point, someone's probably leaning over and listening to their partner. I told you it would be the same thing as last year. Did we have to come again? I feel ya. You know, every single sermon except Easter and Christmas, I can go anywhere I want in the Bible to keep things fresh. But tonight is pretty much locked in. I've been here before too. But the beauty of this story is that even though the text may be the same year after year, we are not the same. We have never encountered this story at this moment in our lives. There is something new here if we will listen and look. In fact, about a week ago, I had an unexpected encounter with this very familiar story. Because last week, it turns out there was a shepherd under my couch. Much like Mary, who was not expecting shepherds at the manger right after giving birth. Guys, a little space, please. I found myself confused and surprised by this little lamb keeper under my couch. Right there in the dusty dark, in between some Cheerios and a few lost Legos, there was a shepherd. Now, come to find out, my children had taken out the Jenga blocks and built towers with them and set the little nativity people on top so they could launch little balls and create their own Angry Birds situation. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. Amidst the playful chaos, I ended up with a shepherd under the couch. And I'll be honest, this isn't the only time I have discovered nativity pieces around the house. We're actually a two-nativity house. One, actually, just like this, that sits just out of the reach of my adorable children. Someplace it can't be messed with. Well, you know, this is one that's taken me years to collect, and it's very fragile. And then we have one that probably needs a good washing, to be honest with you. It's covered in sticky handprints from the little pans that hold on to it. We have one they can play with for a reason. I want them to experience the story. It just means every few days I end up searching through the house, trying to put the story back together. Which, as I hear the Christmas story again tonight, I'm reminded that that's what Christmas is all about. For tonight, we, just like those who arrived at the stable all those years ago, whether on a donkey or at the invitation of angels or following a star, we too are on a journey together, seeking hope and peace and love and joy in our world. For these things have been promised and they have arrived. It just doesn't show up how we might expect it. It doesn't show up when we might expect it or where we might expect it. Hope, peace, love, and joy show up in our world just like a shepherd under the couch. And so, like a nativity that has been well played with, Christmas invites us to open our eyes and look around our daily lives for all of the surprising places God shows up. Christmas reminds us that those gifts are with us in common but unexpected places. And we don't always find them at the same time. After finding the shepherd and exploring the rest of the room for other characters and animals, I had reassembled most of the nativity set, but as I looked at it, I could tell something was missing. Haven't we been there? Looking at our lives, looking at the world around us, knowing that something is missing from what it could be and what it should be. Turns out that for our little nativity set, what was missing was baby Jesus. I found him by the kitchen sink. But aren't there days when we look at life and wonder, where is hope? Aren't there days we question, where has peace gone? Aren't there moments we lament just the lack of love? Or miss feeling joy the way we remember? And so we move through life searching for them. And Christmas is the story of God responding to our searching. God's grace and compassion for our complicated lives. God's grace and compassion for our hopes and fears, for the chaos and uncertainty that life can bring. God's grace and God's compassion see us as worthy of the best that God has to offer. Christmas is God placing hope, peace, love, and joy in the middle of our human condition. But God didn't place those gifts on some divine, metaphorical mantle just out of reach, some place we could only glimpse it but not really be a part of it. Instead, God wants us to experience the story, to know firsthand the gift of Christmas. And like shepherds in a field or wise ones on a journey, like Mary and Joseph trying to find a place to feel at home, we've ended up here. The divine gift of Christmas arrives. Hope, peace, love, and joy. It arrives amidst the messiness of life. Under the couch, next to the sink, on a chair at the table in the next room over, behind the shoe cubby. That wise man was really on a journey. We find it after a while. Just like that first Christmas in a stable, the meaning of Christmas will be found in the most uncommonly common of places, and I am grateful. Because honestly, we don't need Christmas when life is put together. We need Christmas when we are scattered and feel like parts are missing in life. We need hope when we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We need peace when our relationships are strained. We need love when the world tries to deny our worth. And we need joy when we are weary and worn. We need the gifts of Christmas when it feels like life has tossed us aside. And that's right where God's presence can be found. We do not need a perfect moment. We don't have to have it all together. We don't have to have the answers. Because God sends us a Christmas that is real that meets us where we are, that can be found in the real, everyday places of our lives, often surprising us when we aren't even looking. The story of this night, the knowledge that we are loved, the idea that God is with us, to see our worth embodied. It is all meant to be experienced and discovered again and again and again. And I am so grateful we get to do this together. Merry Christmas.